Okay, what do you call the soil, the sore on skin that comes from friction? It rises up and there's a liquid inside.
A boil?
Mm-hmm.
A pimple?
Mm-hmm. A boil is what I wanted. Okay. And you would call, let's say, in a blister, what would you call the liquid in a blister?
I call it the water.
The water? Okay. What are the principal parts of the verb swell?
Swelled and swollen.
Okay. In a war, you might have a bullet or a knife. You might get hurt, and you would say that where the bullet went through your arm, you had
a wound.
Okay. What do you call if around a wound or a place is hurt, the skinless growth that grows around a scab or a wound, what would you call that?
The swollen part? The skinless part?
Yes, skinless growth. Do you know the term proud flesh?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Proud flesh would be inflamed part of the around the woman, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you were going to put a little antiseptic on your finger, you might get a little brown liquid.
Iodine.
Okay. And there's another medicine that's sometimes given for malaria.
Quinine.
Okay.
Some doctors call it quinine, but I've always called it quinine.
Okay. Okay. If,
And I've heard it called quinine.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've heard that too. If somebody had died and you didn't know why, you would ask a friend, well, just what did he die
of?
Okay. Okay, the ceremony at a cemetery is called
a funeral.
Okay, and the people who are dressed in black at
mourners.
A funeral, well, you would say that they are in
mourning.
Okay. If somebody meets you on the street and says, "How are you today?" and if you're feeling just about average, you would say, "Oh, I'm
feeling fine."
If you're feeling average?
Feeling average, I'd say very well.
Okay.
I'm not the type that would start telling my aches and pains.
Okay, what would you call the disease that makes you yellow?
Jaundice.
Okay. And there's another disease, I know just after World War I, it involves a very severe sore throat and blisters on the throat. There was, especially his children, after the First World War, there was an epidemic.
Diphtheria?
Yes, okay. Okay, when you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.